by your local IGA for half price specials, like Peter's Drumsticks 4-6 pack, a low $3.99. $3.99 for a 4-6 pack of Peter's Drumsticks. IGA, another reason it pays to shop independent.
When I grow up, I want to be a Parkland Mazda.
Calling all weekend drivers, Parkland Mazda wants you to swing by and lock down an outstanding end of financial year deal. We have huge offers on new Mazda 2, Mazda 3, Mazda 6, CX-5 and VT50. Get lower driveway prices, free added extras as standard, and massive end of financial year bonuses across the range. Get in early to lock down your first choice of colour and model at Perth's favourite Mazda dealer, Parkland Mazda. Open till 1 p.m. Saturdays. DL12942. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
We're talking footy. This is Saturday morning at the football on 882 6PR.
And Hawks assistant coach Damien Carroll is ready and raring to go. Welcome, mate. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How are we going?
Well, first thing I want to ask you, how are the conditions down there in Tassie? Normally when I go, mate, it's freezing cold.
Not much different. Look, it's not too bad temperature-wise, but and the sun's out, dry, but the wind is very strong, actually, so pushing down towards the city end, the small city of Launceston. So, it looks like it's probably going to be a 4 or 5 goal wind probably on your telly to the right of screen.
Damien, given Fremantle's personnel changes and ladder position, does it make it a little bit more difficult to plan playing against them?
Look, we probably have noticed even scouting all clubs this year that clubs are prepared to sort of throw things around, whether that's stoppage-wise or personnel-wise. So we've certainly tried to put in the same amount of time and planning. But you're right, we've had to, certainly the new players' vision we watched yesterday involved 4 players who we haven't played against before, and that's probably more than usual. Each week we probably come up against 1 or 2. So there's a little bit there to look at. But I think as well we've certainly got to, as we did last week, come and control what we can to the best of our ability to try and get the result.
Damien, at 5-2, our assessments are probably a bit harsh that the reigning champions of the last 3 years haven't been at their best. How close do you think Hawthorn is to playing some of your best football?
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. I think while we've been happy to win some games and some have been close, so I don't think we've had too many easy 3-quarter time speeches from Clark where we've had the game in the bag. I think the Eagles was the one where we were probably 27 points up, but it has been a hard year in that respect, and a lot of close games. But what we have been happy with is the younger guys coming in and making a bit of a contribution. And I'm not sure when we'll be at our best, and that's hard to judge. I know we probably judged our best on the last couple of grand finals, and they were two really good performances on the biggest stage. And are we able to get back to that sort of form, or go past that sort of form, I suppose remains to be seen. But no doubt as the season progresses, and hopefully we continue to get some pressure for spots with Hodge, Roughhead, obviously Rioli's not playing today as well, so guys coming back in and that injury list is diminishing, it'll put some pressure on and everyone can continue to step up.
Damien, with all the change, and you've got new blokes in your team because you've been forced with that list of players that you just reeled off there, you have been the benchmark kicking team in the comp, and this year you are still the best kicking team in the comp, averaging just 16 clangers per game this season, the fewest of any side. Why are you guys so good at kicking?
It's a good question. I suppose there's a little bit to do with the recruiting of players, but I think what we haven't done as well this year is we probably have overused the ball, and our inability to kick as much as what we have in the past has been down. So, I think kicking efficiency, those stats have to be probably analysed a little bit further in terms of are they out of the stoppage or are they from an uncontested possession? And, I think what we've been able to do over the last few years is at times control the game pretty well with our foot skills and take options that we can then, continue to move the ball from rather than trying to sort of have to manufacture ones. And I think, no doubt, if guys presenting in front of you and you can take simple options, your kicking efficiency will be pretty good. But we do a lot of work on it as well, boys.
Damien, throwing forward, see if I'll throw you a double-jointed question, see if you can provide us a couple of big headlines here. Will Cyril Rioli be back to play next Friday night in probably the match of the round against Sydney? And how far away is Jared Roughhead?
Yeah, we certainly hope Cyril will. Obviously, yeah, there's some family circumstances this week, which I'm not too sure exactly how sort of public those are, but he's certainly very close to his family, and we hope that he's back. But his welfare at the moment is paramount to us, and he certainly, I'm sure, would love to be out there, but with the respect to the family and so forth, he'll have to sort of get through those issues this week. But we would hope he's there, and no doubt, yeah, we're disappointed to lose him this week, but we understand that's more important. And Jared actually did his first full training session on Thursday, and he looks like he's moving pretty well. He never probably excels on the training track with his movements, but there's certainly some more contested work and competitive stuff he's got to get through. So I'd probably say at another month, but it's certainly looking more promising as the weeks go by, and he's able to get through training and loads as well, which is pleasing.
Thanks very much for your time, mate. We appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Have a good call.
Damien Carroll here on 882 6PR Saturday morning at the footy. We've got more coming your way after the 11 o'clock news. You can join the program 922-1882.
Saturday morning of the football.
For Kennards Hire, official equipment hire partner of West Australian football.